I live with these people. I love these people. They're part of my family.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up at 12 o'clock, we've got the Purdy prognosis, which looks pretty good, quite frankly. He ain't the problem.
Well, my neck and my back. What word is this, Stadion? Would you? I got PTSD from these Niner injuries. The Kittle not playing. I remember when you said he's questionable, like, nothing to see here. It's like, I'll just wait and see. But a back is serious. He's been carrying this offense. He's been running around like Fran Tarkenton just to get 2 yards or back to the line of scrimmage. And I don't know if you remember the scramble. The guys were talking about it this morning, Shasky and Bonte Steiny. He scrambled, went and got the first down, but he did the old extend the ball. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it was a great play. That's
it was a really, really good play. 888-957-9570 is the number. We started out the show asking, what do you think's up with the Niners right now? Can you pinpoint any of their problems? You probably can.
And it's bigger than the record to me, though. That's why we've been here before with Kyle Steiny. 3-5 years ago, 1-2, 22. It's not the record.
But,
obviously, you want to win.
It is. I think it is. And the reason I think it is because if Moody makes a 55-yarder, okay, and they win that game, I'm telling you.
We're still coming in here talking about this defense.
Maybe.
They've created this standard.
But they'd be 2-1, and there wouldn't be as much, nearly a sense of urgency.
Selling them short, fans.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I think everybody said going into the Rams game that because they were so banged up, you know, just go in there and try to get a win. And
they were favored by 7.
Yeah, right. So they would have won by 7. I just don't think people would have been incensed.
This is not a playoff defense right now. I said that yesterday. I'll stand by it. They could change my mind, and I'll come in here, Mr. React to New Information, and give you credit. But losing Hargrave and, you know, Dibbs text us and pointed out, too, Stoddy, he did have a sack Sunday against the Lambs. But it's not about that. Him on a good day makes you and your defensive line better. He just hadn't been playing along with Bosa dominant. And to hear Baldy just talk about Bosa, he ain't doing much. Steiny, that's kind of cryptic.
Yeah. Coming up at noon, Purdy prognosis at 1 o'clock, sounds of the week. Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, sounds like you're having a feisty day.
Oh.
I just had two comments. One, McCaffrey. If he's going for stem cells in Germany, he's done for the year. That's a pretty desperate move for an Achilles.
Bob, I'm going to ask you what you know about that we don't.
I've had a couple Achilles surgeries, so I've been through the mill on that. So either if it's inflamed, the inflammation's either damaged their Achilles or damage the tendons, but the tendons attachments. If it's the Achilles, he's either got exterior damage or interior damage, and he's trying to avoid tearing it. I mean,
wow.
He would have to have surgery, which is very successful for football players, but I just don't have a lot of hope there because they're really not revealing, you know, the MRI results. So that's one thing.
Right.
The other thing of concern is you're seeing Purdy being more like Shanahan every day. I mean, listen to his interviews. His quotient is way up there.
He's also saying stuff a lot.
Has now. What?
He's also saying and stuff a lot.
Oh, man, you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Count the ums. I wonder who had more in their last talk. Thank you, guys.
Yep. All right. I don't like to get into counting the ums.
Who cares about the mic game? Because Brock Purdy, let's talk about the right on the table, brought to you by Atco. I mean, that check is looking like, come sign me any number you want right now. He's showing you without a majority of his ballers, Steiny, that Brock Purdy can handle it. So let's put that out there. And I know some Brock haters that can't stand the guy. They hated that he was in an offense that had superstars everywhere, what they deem superstars. But the bottom line is dude is giving you everything he has, and he looks like he can handle it. Now, moving forward, Stoney, the ums and the mic game. Kyle's does that all day, but he gets you to the promised land, almost to the promised land. So we don't care about the mic game and the ums as long as you're balling. And from the coach's standpoint, as long as you're winning. Yeah. But this defense, Stoney, I do want to fight you on radio, fight you. Had they won that game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I still believe Niner fans know this defense is not up to standard. It's just not. And that's for McCaffrey. We can talk. The Germany trip visit, hey, that's not good. They look soft on defense. Not used to it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. I just know a lot of fans, you win that game, wins tend to hide or camouflage deficiencies. And. You know, I'm not saying we would have been in here doing jumping jacks, but if one of those plays goes a different way, it's a whole new ball game. Now, football's football, and it didn't. And so here they are at 1-2, and now they face a game on Sunday against the Patriots that looks good on paper, but now they have to win that game.
Man. And then the game after, I believe, is Seattle, who's undefeated.
I only take them one game at a time.
There you go.
Telmo's in the city. Hey, Telmo, what's going on?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Talk to us.
So I got, you know, we've been talking about this defense and the run game, and there's a lot of issues. But I think the fact that, you know, third and long and the DBs defending the long pass and pass interference, These go back several seasons, but one of the things the Niners been able to hang their hat on is stopping the run consistently. They just been like, you know, so solid with that and consistent. And now what's happening is that, you know, a guy that didn't get his flowers that fans kind of, you know, were kind of bah humbug on a lot, and it did have to do with availability and stuff. But Eric Armstead leaving the team, leaving that presence as a captain, as a Walter Payton Man of the Year candidate, and as a guy who just took up a lot of space. He was physically imposing, and he really imposed his will and was really strong in the run game. And I think he created opportunities for some of the other pass rushers because just how physical he was and how many bodies he demanded be on him from the O-line, and we're seeing him, you know, the Niners let him go because they wanted to save a few million bucks. Well, they just paid Brandon Ayuk $30 million, and I think that's going to be a contract that they're going to regret for seasons to come because it's going to force a lot of the roster to change, and whether that means Kittle or Debo or Juszczyk or some of these other players that I think at the end of the day are more valuable to the Niners instead of Ayuk. So, I think when it comes specifically to the run game, I think Eric Armstead is one of the key puzzle pieces that's missing there.
Thanks for the call, Telmo. Appreciate it.
Man, and I was ready to run him out of town. I don't think I put enough respect on Eric's name. I'm not saying that's the end all to be all and why the defense is taking a step back. And Stoney's actually the Cardinals after the Patriots in Seattle. But still, it's like with this Hargrave injury. You're right. Can I fight you on... was he having his best year? No, but I think you're going to miss him. It's not I think you are. So I don't know what Randy Gregory is doing these days, but John Lynch, if I'm him, I mean, I'm on the phone trying to – this ain't going to get it right now, what they have, I don't believe.
888-957-9570. If I ask 49er fans, if I ask you, what do you think's up with the Niners right now? How would you answer it? I know when you lose games, there's always a lot of people to blame, and we sometimes tend to want to point out one particular thing, but if you look at the entire resume of the Niners this year, there's been a lot of phases of the game that have been wanting, quite frankly, and their defense hasn't been good, their offense hasn't been good enough, their special teams has been pretty bad, and what you got is a 1-2 football team right now. 888-957-9570 is the number, and if, again, I ask you, what's up with the Niners, what would be your big thing? The 916 says, why is Bell out there after two crucial drops in the game? The blame is on Kyle. Well, the second drop was the big drop. I think he had three targets, one catch, two drops.
And Ayuk had two drops in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's becoming his standard.
And people are like, Gregory's an in. Goo, I don't care. You need depth. Just like Evan talked about it, you need depth on the line.
All right, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Safeway.